This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. Authorities in Boulder are still looking for people involved in a large party-turned-riot that broke out last weekend. Boulder detectives released new photos and videos of people they say may be connected to the incident and who they're trying to identify. So far, police have pinned down at least 10 other people and have arrested one man. Investigators say they anticipate additional arrests in the coming days. Home prices are booming in Colorado. CPR's Sarah Mulholland speaks with one homeowner about her recent experience in the real estate market.
The Colorado Association of Realtors says low inventory and low interest rates are driving a buying frenzy. Take Stacy Clow and her husband, Kurt. They found their dream home in Windsor, but first they had to sell their townhouse in Fort Collins. The couple listed the home a little over a week ago.
We had 10 days to sell our house and I was freaking out.
By 10 the next morning, they were under contract. The buyer made an offer on the house sight unseen and over the asking price of $395,000. The number of homes for sale is near record lows heading into the spring selling season. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
As of this morning, thanks to improved public health metrics, COVID-19 restrictions in Arapahoe County have been eased. Capacity at restaurants can increase, last call comes at midnight, and there are more allowances for indoor events. Even as things improve, county commissioners still urge residents to wash their hands and continue to wear a face mask. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.